Like all district parents, the mom got a robocall from Van Zandt on May 3rd explaining a school lockdown had been lifted after police located a suspected killer in Green Cove Springs.
And then the superintendent said, you know, most of all, I'd like to thank God. I was like, oh, okay.
She's not religious, and she asked we not use her name because she feels she's in the minority and is afraid of backlash on her child. But she felt she had to speak up after a second call from Van Zandt saying he refuses to comply with White House guidance on transgender rights.
The thing that irked me was that he said, make no mistake,
we will not disregard the traditional family values shared by so many in our community in order to accommodate the demands of a very small minority.
How dare he? How does he know that my child is not transgender?
Van Zandt says historical precedent supports his right to talk about his religion, even as an elected official.
But that doesn't mean that's at the exclusion of her student, herself, or anybody else that doesn't choose to believe the way I do, and anybody's free to run for office as superintendent of schools that might have a different set of values.
Van Zandt, a Republican, faces Republican challenger Addison Davis, Democrat Marion Keith Nichols, and unaffiliated candidate Rebecca Shively for re-election this year. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.